From the Clark Ford Studio in Oxford, Mississippi, MBW Digital proudly presents the Oxford Exxon Podcast.
I'd say thanks for tuning in, but why am I going to give you a round of applause for something that you're supposed to do, to be frank?
And now, here are your hosts, Chase Palm.
And broadcast school has really paid off.
And Neil McCready.
I deserve to be on TV.
Welcome into this Monday edition of the Oxford Exxon Podcast. Chase Palm, Neil McCready, Clark Ford Studio. This morning, look back at a big weekend for Ole Miss, knocking off LSU 31-17. Look ahead to Auburn as well, as the Rebels and Tigers will get together at Jordan-Hare on Saturday night in what has become a huge game in the SEC West and the national landscape as well. Romero Miller will join us on today's show. He was excited all weekend. A lot of former players back in town. He's been one of the guys that's really pushed to have some events to get alumni together to be able to incorporate them into the program. So we'll talk to him about what that was like here in segment two of today's show, a show brought to you every single day by the Oxford Exxon, Highway 6 West in Oxford. Need to remember to head on over there on Highway 6. Take a selfie. When you do that, you need to tag Oxford Exxon on Twitter. You need to hashtag Blue Sky Rebels. And when you do that, they will automatically enter you into a chance to win an official Ole Miss football helmet. You can also get lunch specials for $5.69. Download the SpeedPass Plus app because you will earn points and save money there with all Blue Sky locations in Mississippi. And again, coming to you from the Clark Ford studio.
We are Clark Ford's in Amory, Mississippi. 662-257-1900 is the number. Call it. Ask for Corey Clark. Tell Corey what Ford product you're looking for. He'll send you a quote within 15 minutes in business hours. It's right to the bottom line. No hassle, no haggle. You get your quote. The rest is up to you. You can shop it around, or you can do what I've done, what I recommend that you do. And let's hop into a Clark Ford today. 662-257-1900. Guest, join us on the Rafters Music and Food Hotline, Rafters Music and Food on the Square in Oxford. Be a great place this weekend if you're hanging around to watch Ole Miss Auburn, some of the other games. I don't even know what else is on. I've got a list here somewhere, but forgot it. Anyway, just hang out. World Series will be going on by then. Mm-hmm. So that starts on Tuesday. If you're looking for a place to hang out, grab a burger, a po' boy, great appetizers, great beer selection, full bar, the whole deal there at Rafters Music and Food on the Square in Oxford and also in New Albany.
Yeah, you know, we watched the NLCS together on Saturday night while we were doing the walk-ons postgame show. And, I mean, I was obviously wanting the Braves to win. I got home and, frankly, forgot about it for about 30 minutes. And I turned it on with one out in the night. So I guess I caught the last two outs of it. And I still, like, again, I mean, do you guys out there that are diehard Braves fans that are really reveling in this for the first time since 99 with them in the World Series, it's nowhere that, but I did have a little bit of, like, childhood nostalgia pop up as it happened the other night. I feel like I'm excited about the World Series strictly from that standpoint of remembering how excited I was in the 90s. I mean, staying up late to watch Lonnie Smith screw up in Game 7 of the 91 World Series and then get beat by the Blue Jays in 92 and, you know, win it finally in 95. Remember where I was when Justice hits the home run and the whole deal. So there's a little bit of that where I'm almost playing my childhood back in my head versus.
Who was 99 against the Yankees?
99 was the Yankees, yeah, because 96 was the one that actually hurt the most because that's when they went up 2-0 in New York and then lost four straight. So we're trying to go back-to-back. They won the first two.
That was Jim Leyritz.
That was the Jim Leyritz home run, yeah. That is correct in 96.
Yeah, I want to say I was bartending.
Because 97 was Indians Marlins, 99 was 98 was Padres Yankees, 99 Braves Yankees, 2000 Subway Series.
Gotcha.
I believe that that's the late 90s order. But anyway, it's just kind of fun from that standpoint. Ratings will be good. It's two entertaining teams. Braves an interesting story since they were very mediocre for the majority of the season. Nationally, more people for Atlanta still because of Houston's history here recently, you would assume? The sidewalk baseball fan?
Yeah, I would think so. I would think the sidewalk baseball fan has some Astros fatigue and still views the Astros as this evil, cheating empire. And then there's also going to be a lot of people who revel in the fact that Major League Baseball made a complete ass of itself before the season by moving the All-Star game out of Atlanta where it was supposed to be. Because of the voting rights,
right? Yeah.
Bullshit. I mean, stuff.
Yeah,
and probably enjoy Rob Manfred having to spend his weekend in Atlanta.
Hurt there.
Yep. I mean, there were a lot of people, self-included, who sort of trolled Major League Baseball over the weekend. Like, hey, you going to move the World Series games to Denver?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday in Atlanta, right? So game five on Halloween night.
That's correct. They open
Tuesday, Wednesday in Houston to kick it off. Yeah, I don't necessarily... Oh, the screen is better. That's right.
I cleaned it.
Okay. It worked. It's even better than it was before I thought we had a problem. So it was...
What I did, shockingly, was I did not use my thumb.
You did not? You didn't think that was a problem?
I got a clean cloth and a little bit of Windex.
Okay.
I know, I'm surprised that
would
work.
Yeah, I mean, fingerprints and oil, not the thing to clean the screen, apparently.
So, shockingly, that my method worked better.
It's not uncommon to notice now that I do not wear glasses. I have no idea what I'm doing with anything. So, if Houston wins, because I find him so quirky and entertaining, I would kind of like to see Greinke get a ring. I think he's the one guy in Houston where I go, yeah, he probably deserves a ring.
Yeah.
You're not a guy? You're not a Greinke guy?
I'm fine with him.
Okay.
I think some of it is difficult for me to believe that it's completely organic, natural. That he's that weird.
Well, that's probably true. That's probably very, very
Some of it true. Feels like an act.
Yeah.
No, I'm for the Braves. I think the Astros, unfortunately, are likely a better team.
Well, they are a better team.
But I'm for the Braves.
I mean, we've said this throughout the entire time. Just get in the tournament and figure it out.
Oh, sure.
Now it's 4 out of 7 for a ring at this point.
You just need to win 4 games.
Yeah. So, anyway. Yeah, you mentioned it, games this week. We'll get into lines if we need to today. We can always do it tomorrow, whatever. But in the SEC, Missouri, Vanderbilt, that's going to get the asses in the seats. Georgia and Florida, Kentucky, Mississippi State with an interesting line there, although it's moved a little bit now. Ole Miss and Auburn, and that's it. So, light week in the SEC this week.
Oh, I think it's a big – I think the game in Starkville's a really interesting game.
Yeah.
State can beat Kentucky.
I was just surprised State opened as a favorite, I guess.
It was like 1 point?
It was 2.
What's it moved to?
Well, you've got it at State minus – I mean, Kentucky minus 1. So, I guess it's moved 3 points from whatever point that was to whatever.
Yeah. I would have made it basically a pick if you'd asked me.
So, we'll get into those a little bit. We've got some other games around the country there in Neil's picks. Ole Miss moves up to number 9 in the coaches poll, number 10 in the AP poll this week.
So let me get ahead of this.
Yep.
We've always used the AP poll. We've just consistency. So when we refer to them as number 10 this week, we're not slighting anyone. It's just we're just being consistent.
This is more of a baseball problem than a football problem typically. But yes, that is correct. Because – in baseball, the official site drives me insane when they take the best poll for all teams. So you'll have those days where it's number 6 Ole Miss versus number 6 Kentucky.
Yeah.
And it grates on my nerves almost as badly as the stupid intentional grounding rule. Like, it just – I can't get over it. So we use the AP poll in football. We use the AP poll in basketball. And we use D1 baseball in baseball. That is the standard operating procedure with what we'll do there. So – Ole Miss at number 10, and they just missed number 9 in the AP poll by 1 point. Iowa has 10-35. Ole Miss has 10-34 for that one. It's Georgia, Cincinnati, Alabama, Oklahoma, Ohio State, Michigan, Oregon, Michigan State, Iowa, Ole Miss. Michigan State plays Michigan this week, by the way.
That's correct.
For Ole Miss, they are ranked as highly as number 6. That is Nate Meek, who works for a paper in Syracuse. He's had the Rebels very high all season. It's been pretty on that. 5 different people have Ole Miss at 7, and then like 7 or 8 have them at 8, including Robbie Faulk, the Mississippi person.
I had them at 8 in my poll that doesn't count.
Yes.
But I actually spent some actual time on it yesterday trying to make sure that I did it like I would actually do it.
Uh-huh.
And I would have had Ole Miss at 7 or 8. I put them at 8.
And then on the bottom end, 3 people have Ole Miss at 12, including Brett McMurphy. Kirk Bowles has them at 13. He covers Texas. And then John Wilner is the guy at the end. He has them at 14. He works for the San Jose newspaper.
I don't know how you get them there. I can anything over 7, and I think you're showing favoritism. Anything below 10, and I think you're punishing them. They're 6-1, and their one loss is to the second best team in the country on the road.
Well, John Wilner, I pulled up his thing because I was just curious. He still has Penn State still at 12. They lost to Illinois.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I
he has Penn State at 12. He has Oklahoma State at 10.
Illinois is a 3-5 team.
Yes.
Now, Brett's done a decent job there. They're more competitive this year than they've been in past, but they're still a 3-5 team. And they went. You lost to them at home. It wasn't in Champaign.
Mm-hmm.
You lost to them at home. And I know it was 9 overtimes, but you lost to them at home.
I know the answer is no, but if there is a candidacy, does that hurt James Franklin at all in the Baton Rouge deal?
Probably not.
Did he need to have a certain type of season?
That deal's about to get super weird. That deal's got train wreck.
Well, there's always a fight on any coaching search in Baton Rouge. There's always a fight. You've got 10 different people with power and sticks.
Now you've got some different elements on this fight.
You've got a president who's really going in hard on this. Like, I mean, it's
a president who's flexing his muscles versus an AD who basically was like, I was hired for this hire.
Yeah.
They brought me here knowing this train.
No human being on earth has more confidence in a coaching search than Scott Woodward.
But let's talk about this from Scott Woodward's standpoint. He didn't hire Ed Orgeron. And I'm sure he would say in a room that he would never have hired Ed Orgeron. People say, why does that matter? Well, it matters because Scott Woodward was brought there in his eyes, and I think in many ways this is true, to be the one who makes this hire. To be the one who... to be the one who fires Ed Orgeron,
mm-hmm.
handles his exit, knowing it could be ugly, and then hire his replacement. And in his eyes, you have this brand new chancellor, president, whatever he's called, who's brought in, who has no freaking idea what he's doing. This is his perception.
Right.
And he's kind of like, now hold up a minute. You're going to give me a list? This is what I do. And the president's like, yeah, I'm giving you a damn list. And this is going to be, and what we have ourselves is, you know, that GIF that people use or GIF or whatever. We've got ourselves a showdown.
Oh, yeah.
And a month.
Yeah.
So when you have a showdown that's just 2 or 3 days, it's one thing. When you've got a showdown that goes a month, it's another.
My favorite part of this is that we're talking about a showdown, and we're not even going into the booster activity yet. We're just talking about, like, the normal stuff, the president and the AD and the people actually hired and getting paychecks from the university. I mean, because all of them are going to have their little factions and their subsects and all this stuff here. You've got the Burtman guys or the old guys, and you got the other guys who actually won the baseball search with the new money. And, I mean, it's a book, man. Like, this next month is so chaotic, and I'm so excited about it from that standpoint of just boom.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a powder keg.
No, it's an absolute powder keg, because there are some words that could get dropped in the next month that bring it even more attention. There are elements to it that make it explosive. Throw in all the Title IX stuff that still hangs. The NCAA stuff that hangs, and I know what people say, and Andy Staples wrote it, and listen, I'm a massive Andy Staples fan.
Sure.
But the NCAA has no teeth, don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably right.
But
you've got a league office. You've got a league office that likes to flex its muscles. You've got a lot here. And at the end of the day, you've got a massive stadium that you want to fill. You've got massive donors that you want to keep donating. There's a lot here.
Mm-hmm.
And so this showdown, and right now I'm sure it's very congenial.
Sure. It's October.
But you can feel all the way from here, just talking to people, you can feel the beginnings of some tension there. We got a month.
Yeah.
We got a month of this. I mean, they have an open date. Then they go to Alabama. Alabama will smoke them. The line on that game probably is, what, 25.5, somewhere in there?
Sure.
Then they get Arkansas at home. depending on what Arkansas does against Mississippi State in 2 weeks, Arkansas might take 15,000 people down there.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got ULM, which quite frankly is the recipe for total embarrassment.
Sure.
Because they're playing okay. I mean, they are. They just beat Liberty and South Alabama.
Yeah, they're okay.
If you don't try, they'll be in the game.
Yeah.
Because they'll try.
And it's not that you – it's not even they're going to win. You don't need them in the game. Late third quarter and it's 17-14, you're going, oh, my God.
Well, at that point, they could win.
Yeah.
And then they're going to get smoked, in all likelihood, by Texas A&M.
Yeah.
And so at the end of all that, that's a lot of acrimony on its way. And at the end of all that, you've got to make a hire. And now you've got – the transfer portal kicks in. You've got a whole bunch. There's all sorts of rumors about LSU players.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's fascinating times.
That's one of the things we don't see because we're doing the show and whatnot. I did not realize that Ole Miss showed Pitt beating Clemson on the Jumbotron. That's kind of funny, actually. That was clever. We'll go to Romero in a minute. We'll talk to him about
Ole Miss showed – what am I missing?
Well, Arch was in town. They showed Pitt beating up Clemson on the Jumbotron during the game.
Gotcha.
He's
not going to Clemson.
Clemson, one of the only two teams in the country who has not scored at least 20 points in a game against FBS competition there for a stat for 2021. Yeah. We'll go to Romero in a second. First, talk about Community Mortgage, Oxford, Memphis, Soto County, and Chattanooga. All underwriting and processing is done in Memphis. You're getting local underwriting and understands your market, a leader in condo financing, the float-down option, and more. You can find Jason at 662-234-2704 or JLOWE at communitymtg.com.
We're also brought to you by Grenada Nissan. If you're in the market for a Nissan vehicle, Grenada Nissan's the place to go. They've got a complete selection of new and previously owned Nissan vehicles, great lease deals as well. It's GrenadaNissanUSA.com. Brought to you by Walk-On's Sports Bistro. They put everything they've got into bringing you game day with the taste of Louisiana. Dig into their mouth-watering Louisiana cuisine like po' boys, gumbo, voodoo shrimp, plus fan favorites like juicy burgers, fresh salads, quality fresh ingredients you can't help but crave. Looking for a place to watch Monday Night Football tonight? Enjoy a great meal, great atmosphere. Go to 720 Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland to join their team today. Walk-On's Sports Bistro, more than a restaurant. We are also brought to you by Brothro. If you're looking for a cool new way to bet, go to Brothro. It's a social sports betting network. It's free to use. It's no third party, so there's no juice. Over time, that saves you money. You can start your own group, make friends, and invite your friends. Payment happens within 24 hours of the conclusion of your bet. You can take the other side of an existing bet, start a new bet, and more. It's bet.brothro.com/MPW. We're also brought to you by Muddy Water Camo. Go to muddywateroutdoors.com, enter the promo code Rebel Grove, and get a 35% discount on any products from the site, free shipping on $100 or more as well. They've got lots of new products on the site. They've got their brand new Muddy Water Lady Camo apparel. They've got the Tri-Zone heated vest and jackets. So again, go to Muddy Water Outdoors, promo code Rebel Grove for 35% off. Same promo code at Dead Soxy, deadsoxy.com. 25% off your entire order at Dead Soxy, the best socks you'll ever put on your feet. You got three home games left in November, so still have time to enjoy the Grove and get in touch with the people at 7 South Tailgating. They provide the equipment, secure the spot, set everything up for you. Unloading assistance, food, beverage delivery on game day as well. It's 7SouthTailgating.com, 662-321-1682. And you want to be prepared when you're in the Grove. You want to be prepared for Halloween. That's coming up as well. Get in touch with the people at Game Changer Patch Company. They want to help you prepare. They're the only two-patch system available in the market today. They have the ability to stop hangovers before they start. What they do is they have the warm-up patch, which is used before while you drink. The overtime patch is used after you've been drinking to recover while you sleep. The all-natural ingredients will keep you in the game and ready for your next play. It's GameChangerPatch.com. Promo code REBELGROVE20 at checkout for 25% off your purchase.
Podcast also brought to you by Visit Oxford. Visit OxfordMS.com. You can head there, see all the events going on this week and every week. Ole Miss back and home before you know it. And on those Fridays, get tunes around town. That's from 5 to 7, multiple spots around the downtown area, including the square, to get some dessert, get some takeout, and enjoy local artists. Also, double-decker bus tours, 3 and 4 o'clock, there on those Friday afternoons. And remember, an adult ticket gets you $100 off a pair of Blue Delta jeans. So experience Oxford like you haven't before. Again, that's visit oxfordms.com/events. Now we'll go to Romero Miller. Let Neil get that get queued up here in a second. We'll talk to him about the weekend.
He knows it's FaceTime?
I assume. I know, but.
Okay. It's all Make good. Sure he knows that he's live when he answers.
It's always a good pro tip, isn't it?
It is.
Just in case.
It's a nice thing to tell a friend.
Hello? Hello?
Ro, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about y'all?
Oh, we're lovely. Looks like, we'll jump right into it. Looks like you had a big time this weekend.
Yeah, man, it was a good weekend in Oxford, man. One of the better weekends that I've had in a while. Was able to see old friends, celebrate Eli, and get a W. So all in all, it was a great weekend.
I checked out your social media. You were talking about you met Patrick Willis for the first time, saw a lot of former players, teammates, that kind of thing. I know that, I mean, I want to focus on the good. I want to focus on the weekend, but it's been a frustration for a lot of former players for a long time. There weren't more events, more chances to get guys involved, get them together. What has that push kind of been like? And then, you know, when it finally pays off, is it kind of cool just to finally get something like that accomplished?
Yeah, man, it is. And just like you said, I mean, this ain't something that we've talked about this kind of behind the scenes amongst each other. That, you know, just a lack of involvement. And this time right here, for the first time that I can remember, they sent out a invitation and they rented out a restaurant. So we had like a little meet and greet social type of deal. And I think what happened was they sent out emails and everybody didn't get it, which is they don't have email addresses on everybody. I actually was talking to some players on Saturday and they were like, man, I didn't even know about it. But like I said, it's a start. It's a start, like I said, just one of them deals that we have to do because we just don't get together often. And there was, like I said, like for myself, I've never met Patrick Willis, you know, and everybody like, man, how in the world did you not meet Patrick Willis? I'm like, man, we don't get together. And this was an opportunity for us to get together and just meet and greet each other.
Yeah, what was Friday night like? You guys had a couple hours there. I think it was at Tallahatchie Gourmet. How would you sort of describe it?
Man, it was just reminiscent. I make jokes. I said, as we get older, everybody's an All-American, you know, but it was just fun just to sit back and enjoy memories of some of the past plays and some of the past games and, you know, just to check in on guys and see what they're doing now. Hopefully this right here will be the start and we can make it bigger and bigger and bigger and better. I think the fans, they kind of enjoyed seeing all the guys on the Jumbotron and trying to pump up the crowd and stuff like that, I was excited about that. You know, I did the Lock the Vault. I did the Lock the Vault, the Arkansas game.
Right.
And I told Patrick Willis on Friday night, I was like, man, you better bring that heat. You can't let me down on that one. So it was just fun just to see him do it and just see all the other guys up there also.
You know, what can they kind of do? Or I guess start here. Is this kind of Keith? I mean, where do you sort of put the credit? Like what made this happen?
Well, I have been talking to Denson Hollins about the last 3 weeks, and him and I and Todd, we had group text messages and stuff like that. And, you know, he was always asking me, you know, what should we do type of deal, you know, as far as getting this deal together. So I put a lot of it on Denson quite naturally, and Keith came through at the end. A lot of guys that hadn't been back for a while, I mean, they don't even know who to call for the small things anymore. you know, I had about five players last week to call me asking me for different people on campus number just because they just don't know who to reach out to anymore. It's kind of funny because, you know, a lot of the guys that we came through with, like your Jay Stearns and your Possum and all those guys, now they're gone. You know, so really the only people on campus that a lot of the guys they know is still Ken Crane, which I'm quite sure everybody tried to call him this week to try to get some gear. Mm-hmm. And then probably JT over the ticket office. So I know I had a lot of calls looking for those guys' numbers. So I know when the guys came in town, they was asking for all kind of gear and T-shirts and stuff like that. But now, like I said, Chase, it was a good deal, man. It was a good event. And like I said, it was just a great weekend. And we got back together and we celebrated Eli's career.
Obviously, they were busy, but how much interaction did you guys have with like Kiffin and the current staff?
Yeah, they was busy. We didn't have any interaction with that staff. Like I said, everything to me is based around Denson and Keith. I think with Kiffin and his staff deal, their biggest focus is always going to be football. And I tell people all the time, you know, I'm not the type of person that care to meet coaches or anything like that, because I don't want to befriend coaches, because if they start losing some games, I'm going to be the first one to say they need to be fired. And I don't want them calling me, hey, bro, why are you talking about me? I thought we were boys. Nope, we ain't boys. Romero want to get to I want to get to Atlanta. So I take friendships out. I just want to win ball games, baby.
I know the ankle was a little stiff. What was the challenge for Corral, just throwing and stuff? I mean, when it's your ankle, what are the big things he did have to kind of overcome on Saturday?
Man, I tell you, I don't know the extent of the injury. I remember when I played, I think that was 99, I played in the Egg Bowl, and I remember I got my ankle shot up before in the game, and for me, that game, it was perfect the first half, but then when you get in the halftime, you start sitting down and stuff like that, it kind of got stiff up on me. So I don't know if he had to take a shot. I just don't know, because, you know, with this staff, I mean, injury reports, I mean, you can't get any kind of injury report out of these guys.
He got it shot up before the game, and he said that it wore off second quarter.
Yep, that's how it happened to me. Like I said, when I got it, man, the first half I was fine. But then when you go in at halftime and you sitting down and you got that little 20-minute break or whatever that break may be, man, that sucker get tight. So it was just glad that we was able to run the ball. And like I said, he can just go out and just manage the game and, you know, just survive this game. Then he'll get a couple of days to try to let it heal a little bit more. And hopefully it'll heal a little bit more, because we're going to need him close to 100% as we can going down to Auburn.
What's kind of your take on the game overall? I mean, Ole Miss pretty much dominated, but what'd you sort of see from your vantage point?
Man, it's kind of crazy. I was telling my group text, I said, man, we took Battles, who I swear was playing cornerback like 2 weeks ago, and we put him over at wide receiver, and he's out there catching the balls. But that just goes to show, man, I was just thinking, man, whenever we get a full roster with this staff, I mean, just think of what we're going to be able to do. They're just plugging guys in and just finding ways to play. You know, you move around, have some guys on the offensive line and move around, I think, early in the game. And, man, we didn't miss a beat. We just go in and dominate LSU the way we did. Man, it's been a long time, but I tell you, it felt good to go to a game where we didn't have to sweat it out at the end.
You were a part of the first ever actually Ole Miss win at Auburn in 99. What do you kind of remember from that day? I mean, the obvious, I assume.
Man, that game was big that day, because it was the first game that we played against Tuberville. And quite naturally, both teams were fired up quite naturally. We wanted to win that game just because of the way he had left us. And quite naturally, it's an SEC game for them, and they wanted to win. But we just, like I said, it's going to be a loud environment, especially in the PM. I wish that game would have been the 11 o'clock game, just so it won't give their fans a chance to get liquored up. But we've been to a hostile environment before, you know, up at Tennessee. And just hopefully the guys, they've learned from that and will go out and just do their job and get this win, because this right here is the biggest game of the year. It's kind of crazy. The LSU game was the biggest game of the year, and now this is the biggest game of the year. And if we win this one, the next game will be the biggest game of the year. So I kind of like, you know, going to every game saying it's the biggest game of the year, that means that we're winning and we're taking care of business. So hopefully we take care of the business and make the next game the biggest game of the year.
Jordan, here gets loud. How much, having already played in Tuscaloosa, having already played in Knoxville, does that sort of help them knowing that they're going to have to deal with that on Saturday?
Man, it's going to help them out tremendously. I don't think there's, it gets to a point where it just can't get any louder anymore. I don't think, you know, from talking to everybody that went up to Knoxville, they said that stadium was crazy. And hopefully, like I said, the guys, they should be ready for it. I mean, we'd have been in these environments before, you know, Neil. And once you start to win and you start to get ranked, man, those crowds going to start getting louder and louder, because now we're turning into the guys that other teams are starting to hunt. And we're going to have to bring our A game every time. So hopefully this weekend it'll be the same thing. Bring your A game and let's get a W and let's get out of there.
I was on the field. I was covering Auburn in 99. I was on the field when that game ended. I actually helped you. You probably don't remember this. I actually helped you find Noel Mazzoni, because he was looking for you after the game. So I know he talked to you. Did Tommy Tuberville ever talk to you after either the 99 or the 2000 game?
Yeah, I don't think I've talked to Coach Tuberville since he left.
Really?
I don't think I've talked to him since he left. The only guys, quite naturally, I was close, very close to Noah Mazzone, as you talked about, and some of the other guys on the staff. But once he left, man, we pretty much just we ended all communication. Pretty much, I ain't gonna say it with pretty much everybody on the team. I'm quite sure somebody didn't talk to him, but it wouldn't be like you would think.
How did y'all, I mean, was there any conversation about him leaving when he did it? I mean, how'd you find out? What was that last day or two like?
Well, you know, there was always rumors out there. And
the Birmingham Post-Herald told
everybody. Yeah, everybody talk about him the night before the game saying that, hey, I'm not going and all that type of stuff. And, you know, the next day we look up. And it's on TV. He's taking tours of the campus down there and stuff like that. So, like I said, it was a crazy time. But, you know, like I said, I guess it worked out for him. It worked out for him. So, that's all I got to say about that. I don't even know what to say about that. You know?
So, so the last time you talked to him then was him just speaking to the team after the game.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Yep. It was basically saying, hey, I'm not going. Don't believe the rumors. And the rumors were true.
It's under that game was on Thanksgiving. And I was there. Mm-hmm. And all the Ole Miss people are like, why are you here? I'm like, are you serious? Why do you think I'm here? I mean, that was a bizarre week. And I've had a lot of bizarre weeks in my career, but that was up there. It was nuts. Yeah.
And you know, man, I don't even know. If you're in that situation, I don't even know as a coach, what do you do? You know, you can't come out and say, hey, I'm going. Then you come out and say, I'm not. So, you know, just looking back at it, you know, 20 years later, as I've grown and I've matured a lot more, I don't know what's the right way to handle it. But you got to handle it some kind of way. I just don't know what's the right way.
Yeah, because if he just tells you guys, hey, I'm leaving, and then something happens the next morning, now you're jobless.
Yep.
Uh-huh. It was – But it was over. He had taken.
Well, then he left Cincinnati at dinner, right? He was literally with recruits.
He left Texas Tech Cincinnati.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, the Texas Tech deal. I think he did that worse than Ole Miss. I mean, shoot.
Yeah.
He was having dinner with a recruit and left and didn't even come back. I mean, that's cold blooded, right?
Didn't come back to the table. didn't even pick up the check.
Yeah. Cold blooded.
who out of all you the former players you saw over the weekend, who could still strap it up and play? P. Willie?
Man, quite naturally, you know P. Willie, man. It was good to see guys like Korn there. Patrick Trahan, I still didn't even get to meet Patrick Trahan. I've never met Patrick Trahan. I saw him on the sideline. He's a guy. He didn't make the event the other night. But Ronald McClendon looked like he was feeling in pretty good shape. Goldie, what they used to call him. Now he's grown. He was like, man, don't call me Goldie now. My name is Ronald.
Yeah,
so that was the joke that we had the other day. But, man, some of those guys, man, they look good. Like, they still can play, look a lot better than what I do. But, you know, like I said, man, it was one of those nights that, man, we will remember. Me and David Morris and Eli took a picture back in the day, and my wife were trying to get us to put our hand on our knees like we did 20 years ago. But I'm like, nah, we ain't gonna be doing stuff like that. But man, it was good, man. Like I said, man, one thing, good thing about it, man, just seeing Eli, it was the first time I've actually just been able to hang out with him in a while. You know, he's busy, but I told somebody, man, he's the same person now that he was 20 years ago, and you can't beat it. Everybody was just happy for him.
Yeah, I mean, you saw the growth of that firsthand. I mean, his first couple years there in the program and during recruiting and all, you're still hearing his name and stuff. What was it kind of like just watching the number be retired and kind of watching that ceremony? I mean, I talked to a lot of guys around you're in my age who got pretty emotional during all that on Saturday.
Man, it make you feel good. It kind of make you feel like we all had a little piece of that, you know. I mean, quite naturally, he got to go out there and make the plays. But you know, I feel like, man, I taught him something in our quarterback meeting room, and I'm quite sure the offensive line were like, you know what, I gave him a little extra time on that post route. So, I mean, I just think it was just one of those deals where, yeah, his number was retired, but I think everybody who played with him kind of feel like we had a little piece of that also.
You're still doing CrossFit? You're still ready to go, right?
Well, man, I go hard for about 2 months, and then I stop for 2 months.
All right.
And right now, I'm started back again, so let's keep it on going, and let's see how that gonna go.
All right. Appreciate it, Ro, as always. Have a good day, bud.
All right, man. Y'all have a good one.
That was Romero Miller. Always appreciate his time here on the podcast. It's a podcast that is also brought to you by ACS. Automation and Control Systems, LLC. They're owned by Clay McNutt, Baldwin, Mississippi, a complete electrical control system solution provider and a Rockwell Automation recognized system integrator. ACS has a full-time, dedicated emergency service and troubleshooting staff and a UL 508A panel shop. They can service and install Rockwell Automation, Allen Bradley, Siemens, ABB, Square D, and many other manufacturers. Go to ACSLLCMS.com or call 662-601-4381. Pinpoint Commercial Real Estate is based out of Jackson. They service the entire state and all commercial asset classes such as retail, office, industrial, and land. Sam Cox, B.B. Mitchell are Ole Miss grads. They utilize their unique skill sets to execute on assignments and increase value for their clients. This week's property spotlight is on the Village at Madison. The Village at Madison will feature roughly 60,000 square feet of restaurant, retail, medical, and professional office space, along with 75 zero-lot line residences, with Pinpoint handling the leasing for the commercial portion of the development. If you'd like to learn more about this great opportunity, give BB and Sam a call at 601-586-3220. Blue Delta Jeans is happy to announce the inaugural Coastal Cup Waterfowl Tournament, hosted January 19th through the 21st at the Bay Flats Lodge on the San Antonio Bay of Texas. This competitive team duck hunting event will include 2 days of Texas coastal waterfowl hunting, meals, drinks, and lodging, and two pairs of custom jeans for every participant. Special guests of the event will include Josh Raggio of Raggio Custom Calls and Barton Ramsey of Southern Oak Kennels. You've heard us talk for years about Blue Delta's annual golf tournament. Now it's the time for the duck hunters to show their skills. For information on the event or to register your team, contact Blake Kokenauer at blake@bluedeltajeans.com.
Support for the Oxford Exxon broadcast is brought to you by Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped just launched their fourth-generation trimmer, the Lawnmower 4.0. You heard that right, the 4.0. Join over 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code MPW at manscaped.com. Imagine shaving with a sleek, well-designed, and optimized trimmer that makes shaving time your favorite time in the bathroom. One of the first people to try the new 4.0 and blown away by the performance. The craftsmanship and details are next level. The upgraded trimmer includes a multi-function on-off switch. It can engage a travel lock, gives you the ability to turn the 4000K LED spotlight on and off when needed for a more precise shave. The Lawnmower 4.0 even allows you to customize your trim through additional guard links with sizes 1 through 4. I mentioned wireless charging. The new wireless charging system uses electromagnetic induction, which can help battery length last longer. It's time to get your own ball hair and body trimmer with Manscaped to make me time the best time and enhance your confidence with some nice, smooth boys. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code MPW at manscaped.com. The 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code MPW. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped. The podcast also brought to you by NE Spark. They are NESpark.com, 662-238-3159. Two internet packages, the 100 Mbps or the Blaze, the 1 gig that powers the Clark Ford Studio, your hometown team bringing you world-class broadband. That's NESpark.com. Phone service, parental controls, network security, a wireless mesh extender, and much more. So call the office for details and find out the best internet for you. That's 662-238-3159. Let's get into picks a little bit, I guess. We'll do that. Let's see.
Lines, you mean?
Oh, yeah, lines, whatever, picks. We can go and do picks if you want. You ready to go? I mean, we can't do any worse than doing it now than waiting. I mean, really, what's the...
Jeffrey's starting to run away.
Is he running away?
A little bit.
I mean, I'm not overly shocked. I mean, I know you're a two-time defending champion, but at the end of the day,
I'm in second. You're in third. Everybody's above 500 except Zach.
Okay.
And he's had 2 good weeks in a row. He's closing in on 500.
Okay. But we need to keep him around if he's under 500.
He's our Vanderbilt.
Yeah. We got to have somebody down there. Okay. So I mean, it is what it is with this thing. So just saying. Let's see. Strange, making me laugh. All right, let's see. Looking at looking for lines a little bit. Going to Odd Shark for this. Liberty, Ole Miss's next opponent. They are 35.5-point favorites this week, McGrady. They are 35.5-point favorites.
Who are they playing?
Well, there's only a couple teams they could be playing to be 35.5-point favorites. They were playing Massachusetts this weekend. It was going to be UConn or UMass, one of the other there. Let's see. This is on our list. Texas and Baylor this week. Texas at Baylor playing in Waco. Baylor is a 2.5-point favorite. It opened at 3. It's now at 2.5 in that one. Cincinnati is in New Orleans this week playing Tulane. They're 24.5-point favorites over the Wave.
Did you see the story about Liberty, by the way?
I did see the story about Liberty. It's always a story about Liberty. Every month there's a story about Liberty. I mean, and I don't know the answer to this. I mean, I'm not in education. I'm not pretending to know how this works. Do you run? I mean, does this even matter? Could it happen? Do you run into chances of potentially losing your accreditation over this? Like, is there some actual university?
You should.
Something? Well, sure.
I mean, you should. I mean,
I just don't know how it works.
A young woman goes and files a complaint alleging that she was raped, and you punish her without even looking into the allegation? And further, you take her phone, and delete evidence from her phone? Hey, come on.
Yeah, I mean,
you got to be a special kind of evil to do that.
Saw the guy from AL.com talking about teams should stop playing them in football and just giving them free checks because of how despicable their university has become.
More than fair.
Now, you couldn't break the contract right now. But.
No, but I mean, look, if you're going to pay, I hate the pay games, but if you're going to play them, do what Arkansas did last weekend. Keep it in the state, give it to one of the smaller schools. Like Ole Miss could play Alcorn. Or Mississippi Valley. Or,
well, I've always felt that's the case. I mean, keep it in state and
have Jackson State come up. Give the money to them. Giving the money to Liberty? Forget Freeze. It's not Freeze's fault. I mean, I've got issues with Freeze, but I wouldn't go that far.
Oh, yeah, I'm not blaming the football coach.
But I am blaming Falwell.
Well, you got to blame Falwell. I mean, he's got enough of his own problems. Yeah, it's him.
Yes, and his family, and God only knows what policies are in place that, at that place. God only knows the level of corruption done in God's name, frankly, there. I don't know. I wouldn't want to schedule them. I would if I were a university president right now and my AD came to me with Liberty on the future schedule, I'd say, no, go find someone else. Much rather give that money to Alcorn. Let them come up. Be a cool experience for their kids.
Jackson State, bring Dion and the band.
Yeah.
Let's have a big time.
You're going to win the game. Give them whatever the money is. I mean, whatever Arkansas gave Arkansas Pine Bluff, I assure you would go a lot further in Pine Bluff than it's going to go at Liberty.
Mm-hmm. In the middle of a disastrous season, Tom Allen in Indiana, 2.5-point underdogs to Maryland this weekend. They're in College Park. Michigan State, huge game. Michigan at the Spartans. And Mel Tucker and his Spartans hit the over-under on their Vegas season 3 weeks ago, something like that, I think. Whenever they went to 6-0, because they were at 5.5 on the year for their over-under. Michigan State is at home getting 3.5 from the Wolverines in this one.
As much as I don't like Michigan, I got to hand it to Jim Harbaugh. His team's really good, getting a lot of production out of new players and that kind of thing. This is an interesting game. A lot of eyes on Mel Tucker at that LSU deal. Be a real opportunity for him to raise his stock for that gig in the event that he wants it. What's interesting is there are people who say Mel Tucker might not want it. Might prefer to stay at Michigan State.
Well, look. Make a lot of money, coach. Sure, it's fine. I've never been to East Lansing, but I'm sure it's fine. I mean,
yeah, I've never
there
been
is
there.
A draw to that.
Sure.
I mean, now most coaches aren't wired that way.
Sure.
Up, 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 title, 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 up, up, up. But the coaches that go, okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, I completely get that. 100%. Let's see. Where are we at? Iowa is at Wisconsin this week. Pretty big game, actually. Wisconsin trying to win a division in the Big Ten.
What's that line?
Wisconsin is a 3-point favorite at home over the Hawkeyes at the moment. Iowa State on the road in Morgantown. West Virginia plays pretty well at home. They're getting 7 at home against the Cyclones this weekend. First SEC game. This is at 3 o'clock or 2. What is it, 3 o'clock? I guess it's 3 o'clock. Why do I have central time zones on Odd Shark? Anyway, 3 o'clock, Missouri and Vanderbilt back in Nashville. Did you see the crowd Saturday in Nashville? I mean, we knew it was going to be bad, but it looked like an 11 a.m. 1A high school game in a sparsely attended state. I mean,
Is the game's in Nashville this week, too, right?
Yeah, right.
Missouri coming?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
State took, I don't know, 5,000 people, and that was about it. I mean, it was nothing.
Well, Missouri won't take 5,000.
No.
You'll get some people that will go just for the Nashville experience.
Mm-hmm.
But some of those people end up not going to the game.
Yeah, they're just going to hang out watching a bar on West End somewhere.
I think, listen, I've said this. I mean, the league gets involved in stuff. I think the league has a Vanderbilt problem. It just doesn't want to acknowledge that it has a Vanderbilt problem.
Because it goes beyond, oh, you just need a bad team. They don't try.
Yeah.
I mean, we talked, I was on Chris Lee's podcast.
Why do you need a bad team, by the way?
Well, you don't need everybody to be superpowers.
Nope. I kind of like everyone trying to be a superpower.
You
kind of makes it fun.
I don't think it's the worst thing for the league to have an academic team that's not very good. Okay. But make it Duke. They try.
Here lately, Vanderbilt's not good at anything.
No, just baseball. That's it.
And baseball doesn't register on the national map.
And if anything, becomes probably annoys the league a little bit that they put so much effort in baseball and nothing else.
Sure.
But, I mean, like I said, I was on Chris Lee's podcast, and I was just kind of talking to him because we've had this conversation, and if anybody can answer it, Chris could. I said, what do they do with the money? They get $45 million from the SEC every year.
Mm-hmm.
The stadium looks like hell.
Yeah.
All this stuff. They have an endowment in the billions. I mean, Vanderbilt has all the money in the world. What do they do?
Well, and they were handed a gift horse in the stadium thing, and they just
with the soccer team,
they refused it. Yeah, the Nashville SC is building a new soccer stadium. I think they proposed to Vanderbilt, "Hey, let's go in and do this as a partnership."
Mm-hmm.
40,000 seat stadium, perfect for soccer, perfect for Vanderbilt. We could make it kind of cool. Vanderbilt's like, nah, we're good. What was Chris's answer for where does the money go?
He didn't have. He said they pocket it and keep it and don't spend it.
Yeah.
I mean, with the, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but a little bit of a guise of, hey, somebody's doing something with it. I mean, it almost felt like there was some corruption somewhere inside it. Because when you don't try and you don't spend the money, what does that? What does that mean?
For sure.
And I don't know the answer to that. Let's see, Georgia and Florida, the cocktail party in Jacksonville at 2:30 this weekend. That line opened at 13. It's now at 14.5 between the Gators and the Bulldogs. So Georgia giving just more than 2 touchdowns to Florida.
I just can't see a scenario where Florida competes in that game. Honestly.
That line feels small to me.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a little bit of Florida credit there in that line that maybe is not actually true. Clemson is a 10-point home favorite against Florida State this weekend. That requires them to score. Florida State's actually had a pulse for a minute occasionally. They're not good.
No, they're not good at all.
That game, boring as hell. Oregon's still trying to make their march. They are 24.5-point favorites at home against Colorado this weekend in the Pac-12.
Oregon's a good team. Good team. Not great. Good.
I like the over in the Texas Tech-Oklahoma game this weekend. Oklahoma minus 17.5 against the Red Raiders in Norman.
Yeah.
This weekend.
So is Rattler still with the team, or is he gone?
I thought he was with the team. If he's not, I have not heard that,
okay,
at least. Somebody in the thread probably has seen more or knows more about that than I do. So
a lot of buzz about him in the portal.
It'd make a lot of sense.
Yeah, he can't go pro now.
No. I mean, you can, but you're not. I mean, you're.
His stock has been devastated.
Yeah, you're dwindling to a huge point. Wake Forest, speaking of Duke, 16.5-point favorites for the Demon Deacons over the Blue Devils. That is in Wake in Winston-Salem. Ole Miss and Auburn. Auburn now minus two. Look, actually, from a Vegas standpoint, it opened at minus two. It is now still at minus two.
Went to one and now back to two.
Line history. Let's see what it did. Got that right here.
I saw it on DraftKings last night at one.
Yes, Bovada. Actually, that's true. Bovada opened it at one, and it has moved to 1.5, and now moved to two from Bovada.
Okay.
Yeah, anywhere from 1.5 to 2 to 1 still at this moment, depending on what book you would like to use. But mostly sitting around 2 at this point, just because I'm curious from a matchup standpoint. Odd Shark has the Rebels winning 39-30 in this one. They says Ole Miss will win, cover the spread, and the total will go over. The total right now is 66 in this game. So there's that.
66.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like the under in that. Yeah, a little bit.
Money line, not much of anything either way. I mean, there's not much. There's no value in a 1.5, 2-point money line.
No.
Here's a crazy stat for you. I thought this was really interesting from, and I get it's over a period, and I get you get swings in both directions, but just an average. I found this fairly fascinating. I'm going to write about it later in the year. Where is the total? Let me get this exactly right so I don't mess this up. Because I did. I found this interesting. So, over the last 10 games, Auburn is 8-2 against Ole Miss. Mm-hmm. Ole Miss only 2-8 against the Rebels.
Right.
Total yards for the two teams in these 10 games, Auburn 449.9, Ole Miss 449.6.
Really?
They have the exact same yards per game over the last 10 years, and Auburn is 8-2 in the games.
I know I've covered all of these games, so I should be able to discuss them. I can't. I don't. My brain doesn't work like that. But it feels like most of the games have been fairly close. So
Ole Miss
makes some sense.
Ole Miss has a half turnover more per game.
Yeah.
So that's going to play into a score.
Sure,
that
of course.
Could easily be the difference. And then you're also getting that basically Auburn has run the ball so well that Ole Miss has some mop up passing yards and different things that have eked out some total yards, because you look at it. Auburn's dominated on the ground 230 to 160 over the last 10 games. But then through the air, Ole Miss 288 per game, Auburn 219 per game. So Auburn has controlled tempo, even though total yards have been equal over the last 10.
Some people are asking about Odd Shark, what they had on Ole Miss LSU. They had the game, they had the spread about right. They had the score.
They had Ole Miss winning.
They had the score way too high.
They did. Yeah, that is correct.
They had Ole Miss winning by 12, I think. I can't remember.
Was it 12? Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. They had the game much higher scoring than it ended up being.
Yeah, like up in the 40s.
For some reason, I think they had Ole Miss in the like at 51.
Oh, really?
But I could be wrong. I mean, God, we see so many numbers over the course of a week that my feeble brain can't compute them all.
And then the game that is really, really interesting. So Kentucky at Mississippi State. Kentucky trying to get to 11-1, which would get them into an Access Bowl at the end of the season.
Yeah.
This line has not moved a ton. It's been sitting around one most of the time. It opened briefly at Kentucky +2, but it has moved to Kentucky -1 for the most part.
I've been bullish on the Wildcats the whole year, with the exception of the Georgia game where they had no chance against Georgia. I actually played them okay, if you think about it. I think Kentucky wins this game and solidifies itself and rolls the back half of its schedule, because if you're looking for Kentucky to lose one, this might be it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the schedule's cake.
Because Kentucky, after this, Tennessee at home. Mid-challenge, but they should win. They go to Vanderbilt, W. New Mexico State at home, W. At Louisville, W. If you're bowl people.
What makes this such a complicated game for Kentucky?
State's okay.
They're okay.
They're okay. They're okay on defense.
Yeah, State has dominated Kentucky a lot in this series.
They can do the little air dump off, which is the new thing. No one sees it very much. Kentucky's a physical team.
Kentucky's pretty good in the front seven.
They're good, yeah. It'll be interesting. It's an interesting game.
What time is this game?
I think it's the same time as the Auburn game.
It is 6. SMU getting one of its challenges remaining. They are a 3-point. Well, they opened as a 3-point underdog to Houston. They are now a 1-point underdog at Houston this weekend.
Yeah, this will be a good game.
Yeah,
Houston's playing really well.
And then Ole Miss saw Louisville to open the year. Louisville is on the road, and they're a 7-point underdog to Dave Doran and NC State this weekend. So the Cardinals plus seven.
Dave having a nice year.
Dave's having a nice year.
What does Odd Shark do with the Kentucky Mississippi State game?
-28, -24 Kentucky.
That's about right.
Is what they have.
That feels about right.
And they have it going over because the over-under for college, this is so low.
Yeah.
It's an NFL, 47 on the over-under on Kentucky and State.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. On a Mike Leach team that you'd be
47.
That down.
Yeah. I thought that was interesting. North Carolina, Notre Dame. Notre Dame -3.5 against the Tar Heels in South Bend this weekend. Opened at 6, down to 3.5, though. There's some movement.
Kind of like North Carolina there.
There's a little bit of meh. Penn State getting 17.5 in Columbus, Ohio this weekend. The Nittany Lions and the Buckeyes.
You're going to need more than that.
You're going to strap up. It's gonna be a day.
Ohio State really playing well right now.
They're a top three team today.
For sure.
Yeah. They might be number two, frankly, because Alabama keeps playing with its food a little bit.
They do, and then Alabama turns it on in the fourth quarter and turns a –
because they covered.
They covered. Yeah. Turns a close game into a blowout.
Yeah. UCLA-Utah is kind of fun late at night. We'll get that on Saturday night. Utah -4.5 against the Bruins in Utah.
Utah blew one against Oregon State.
Did they?
Yeah.
San Diego State -1 only against Fresno in San Diego. So that. And then up – I know I've said this all year. They're kind of like my weird team for the year.
Yep.
I like them. They're on the road. Good game. We get to watch this. 9:15, Virginia at BYU on Saturday night. Not a bad game. It's a decent, completely fine game.
So that's Bronco going to coach against his old team?
It is. You have to think it's something to do with
in the contract.
Yeah, that's a contractual obligation to some extent there. So, yeah. But that's interesting.
So we'll get game times this week for
Liberty.
Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
Want to take our weekly stab? We've not gotten it right once.
Okay.
All right, that week, it's Alabama at LSU. I mean, LSU at Alabama, I should say.
Has CBS already grabbed that or no?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Mississippi State's at Arkansas. Auburn is at Texas A&M. That's got the CBS game written all over it.
Yeah.
Florida at South
Even
Carolina.
Even with an Auburn loss?
Well, they got to do it today. You got to flip a coin.
Mm.
Missouri at Georgia, that's yuck. Tennessee at Kentucky. You're gambling that Kentucky wins.
Does anyone care about Hugh coming back?
No, not with. They would have if Liberty were winning and nationally ranked.
Is Malik Willis healthy?
No, he hurt his foot, went to the hospital. I don't know. But if you're making that decision today, you have to assume that Malik Willis won't play.
It's the only non-con game. He's probably stuck in that 3 o'clock SST network game.
That'd be my guess.
If you told me it's something different, it's an 11 a.m. SST network game. I just can't see this thing going tonight.
I really need Mississippi State Arkansas to be the 11 a.m. game. That would be beneficial.
Yeah.
For my personal life.
Yeah. Tennessee Arkansas night game.
Tennessee Kentucky?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
It does. Now if you who's Tennessee got this weekend? I know we just talked about it. They're off.
Yeah, they are.
I don't know that Tennessee at Kentucky's got enough national appeal, even if Kentucky beats State.
Yeah.
Alabama LSU has no national appeal, and it's a blowout.
If I were ESPN, I'd put that game at 11 o'clock on ESPN.
Alabama?
Yeah.
I would too.
They'll watch Alabama for a minute.
Yeah, sure. But then who do you put? I guess you put the Auburn-Texas A&M game at 2:30.
Yeah, that makes sense. I don't have any real issue with that. Podcast brought to you in part by Nick's Tan and Associates. That's nickstanoxford.com, 662-281-1200. Let them help you with all your real estate needs here in the Oxford area on the buy side or the sell side. Clay DeWeese, O'Keefe Graham, and their team of associates can assist you with anything in Oxford and Lafayette County related to real estate. Clay, also your Mississippi House Representatives District 12 member as well. So give them a call, 662-281-1200. They sponsor my 321 football content item every week on rebelgrove.com. You can click the link in that article. You can click the link on the message board and head over to nickstanoxford.com. Again, 662-281-1200.
Yeah, I'll pay a bill or two here in a minute, but Doors Rules is right. He says, if I'm Malik Willis in a terrible quarterback draft year, no way I play Ole Miss injured to mess up my draft status. I'll go further. If I'm Malik Willis, the next pass I throw is at a pro day or a combine.
You're done.
When I say next pass I throw in front of people.
Right.
I'm getting myself healthy.
Yeah.
I'm not taking one for that team. Sorry. We're also brought to you by Lammons Fine Jewelry. Lammons at 1126 North Lamar Boulevard in Oxford. They've been serving the Oxford area for more than 73 years, from engagement rings to wedding rings to fine jewelry, watches, pearls, fashion jewelry, children's jewelry, collectibles, and more. It's the gold standard in fine jewelry. Lammonsfinejewelry.com or 662-234-2777. Also brought to you by Comer Heating and Air, Southern Air Conditioning and Heating. Different names, same great products and services. If you live in Oxford, Tupelo, or the surrounding area, call Comer at 662-801-1777. If you live in Hernando, Memphis, or the surrounding area, call 662-429-4429. The College Corner is your one-stop Rebel shop. Two locations in the Jackson area. In Ridgeland, it's next to Fleet Feet. In Flowood, it's next to Half Shell. If you don't live in Jackson, just go to collegecornerstore.com. Plus, you can find them on Facebook and Instagram. It's whether you're tailgating in Oxford or home gating with friends and family, the College Corner has you covered for game day. They have the largest selection of Rebel gear in central Mississippi. We're also brought to you by Pinnacle. It's mypinwealth.com, mypinwealth.com. They provide detailed, specialized investment management, financial planning, retirement planning for individuals and businesses, and so much more. John Edwards of Regency Travel Incorporated is the place to go if you're thinking about travel. Got a holiday trip coming up. Maybe you're already planning a big summer vacation. You want to see what deals are still out there. I would get in touch with John. Just give him some parameters. Give him a budget. And he will come up with options that you're not going to think of on your own. And you don't have to live in or near Memphis to take advantage of his services. 901-494-3387. Or send him an email at jedwards@regencytravel.net. I'll have a mailbag up on Wednesday. It'll be brought to you by Whitney McNutt of Tommy Morgan Incorporated Realtors, serving you for all your real estate needs in Oxford and Tupelo. She sells condo, land, commercial, and residential family homes. 662-567-2573 or 662-842-3844.
Podcast is brought to you by G&M Pharmacy and Tyson Drugs. Let G&M take care of all your local pharmacy needs at 662-236-2222. They deliver locally in the Oxford area, and they offer MedSync to fill your prescriptions the same day each month and take care of you with just one trip to the pharmacy, one delivery, and you have everything you need. Also, with Right Way Meds, they individually package your medication to handle individually packaging to take care of you, even if you need that kind of thing. You can save a life in certain circumstances. So, Right Way Meds and more there with GNM. 662-236-2222. Podcast also brought to you by Johnston Hill Creamery, johnstonhillcreamery.com. Just 24 hours notice to get things delivered right to you in the Grove. I know a lot of people used them last week to get their tailgate set up prior to LSU. It's artisanal cheese trays, charcuterie boards, dessert sandwiches, salads, and plenty other things there with Johnston Hill Creamery. I like the spice of feta dip, the pepper jelly, the spiced honey, and more. So johnstonhillcreamery.com is right there off Molly Bar here in Oxford, 662-419-9201. Saints and Seahawks tonight from Monday Night Football. You get the returning of the Manning cast tonight as well. So yeah, that's going on. You know, it's the first time I've had to actually pick my broadcast for a game I'm really locked into. You know, it's one thing to watch the Manning cast when you don't necessarily care what's going on with the game and you're just sort of in and out and whatever. So, and I'm still going to watch it tonight, but it is a little bit of a different viewing experience when you're a little more locked into the actual action as it's going on. So I'll be curious to see if at any point I want to open up a second screen, if I want to do something different, how I handle the deal.
What NFL did you watch yesterday?
As far as actually watched, very little. I kept up with a good bit because I've there for a minute, the Lions were kind of scaring the Rams, so yeah. I locked in on that in the 3 o'clock window a little bit.
Jared Goff sort of opened up about, kind of felt like they did him wrong. I watched Bengals, Ravens. Jamar Chase is a bad man.
Yeah, did you see what he's on pace for? His pace is, I forget the touchdowns, it's something nuts, and like 1,800 yards receiving or something is the pace he's currently on.
He's a bad man. I'm going to tell you, listen now. The Bengals? Let me take this real quick.
Yeah, you're fine. Neil was saying the Bengals have a good bit in place there to make a run. Looking around the NFL from last night while he is while he's gone. I mean, the game of the day is just the way the Titans ran over the Kansas City Chiefs yesterday. Titans 27. Chiefs 3. I mean, Tannehill goes 21 of 27 for 270. Derrick Henry didn't do a ton, but he did run the ball 29 times. And then A.J. Brown, huge day, 8 catches, 133 yards and a score. Patrick Mahomes going off what appeared to be concussion protocol there at one point of that. So a lot of interesting stuff about the Chiefs. I mean, they have not played overly well. They're 3-4 overall now. The Titans moved to 5-2. And I'm not ready to completely throw the book at Kansas City by any means, but something there does not feel like it has the last couple of years. They're discombobulated to a way that I don't have them among the top teams in the AFC for dang sure.
The NFL's just not created for dynasties.
Unless you're the New England Patriots.
What makes you appreciate the greatness of their
It also
dynasty.
Makes you want to stab everybody else in that division for sucking.
Well, that helped.
Because the NFL was made for them team, for at least one of those teams to be better, and
yes.
They just never took that step.
Buffalo got close, but it took them a long time.
Yeah.
Miami was horrible.
The Jets are
one of the worst franchises in professional sports.
So there were a lot of factors there to why that happened, I guess.
The call was nothing about football. Just nothing work-related. It was my mother. I had to take the call.
Yeah. But that's the interesting thing. The Dolphins continue to really suck. They fall to 1-6 after losing to Atlanta 30-28 yesterday. Mac Jones, it's against the Jets, so take that for what it's worth. But Mac Jones had a hell of a day. Pats win 54-13. Jones goes 24 of 36 for 307-2 yesterday for the Patriots.
Look, that's who they targeted. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, I think you have to give their franchise. It wasn't just Tom Brady that let them do what they did for as long as they did it.
Sam Darnold looked like warmed over hell for the Panthers yesterday against the Giants.
He did.
The Giants just routing the Panthers 25-3 in New York.
Giants showed some signs of life in that game.
Yeah, they're 2-5. They're 2 wins over the Saints and the Panthers.
And then Justin Fields had a NFL rookie game that you've just got to do.
Yeah,
you've just got to have them. They're inevitable, seems like. And he had his. They had no chance.
38-3 Tampa over Chicago,
and Tampa stopped. Otherwise, it was whatever they wanted it to be.
Yeah, Brady throws for only 211, but throws for 4 touchdowns yesterday.
Someone asked, is Burrow in the MVP mix? If he plays like this for 10 more weeks, yeah.
Yeah, they just got to win games. I just don't know if they can win enough. We'll see. He put everything to bet. They're all 5-2. He put together everything, though, as far as – We didn't, but media questioning what he was going to look like in the preseason, and he definitely does not appear to be hurt right now. He's found a stride, 41-17 over the Ravens yesterday. The first ever 31-5 final score in NFL history yesterday.
Saw that.
Between the Cardinals and the Texans. The Texans are god-awful. They fall to 1-6. The Cardinals are damn good. They're 7-0. They go to 3-0 at home. They obviously are in that NFC West where somebody, at least one team, is going to really hate being a wild card because they're – maybe the two best teams in the NFC are in that division between the Cardinals and the Rams. And then your night game last night, 30-18, the Colts knocking off the San Francisco 49ers. 49ers falling to 2-4, which eliminates them in that division.
Yeah, they're done.
That's it.
What are the Colts now?
3-4.
I was going to say they're kind of 500-ish.
They're 3-4. It's you know, through 7 weeks at this point, Bills have a 2-game lead in the AFC East over the Patriots. They're the only winning team in that division. They're 4-2, Pats 3-4. The other two teams in the division will win one game. The Ravens and the Bengals are 5-2. They have a 1-game lead on the Cleveland Browns in the NFC North. So good situation going there.
Yeah,
in the North.
For sure.
Titans have a 2-game lead in the AFC South. So Indianapolis actually is in second place in the South right now behind the Titans because the Jags and the Texans are in that division. And then the Las Vegas Raiders, 5-2, half game ahead of the Los Angeles Chargers right now. So the Chiefs in third place, tied with the Denver Broncos. Dallas Cowboys are 5-1 and already have a 4-game lead in the loss column in the NFC East. 2-5 is in second place. So that division's almost over with the Cowboys there. Pats 6-1. They have walked off from the NFC North. The Vikings are in second place at 3-3. The Bucks at 6-1. They are ahead of the 3-2 New Orleans Saints at this point. We'll see what the Saints do tonight, trying to keep a game and a half behind there, the Bucks. And then, yeah, in the NFC West, Cardinals 7-0, Rams 6-1, with the Seahawks 2-4 and the 49ers at 2-4. Little rundown in the NFL there. We'll probably do a little more of that tomorrow following the Saints game to tonight as well. Yeah, it's true, Luke. Gruden, him being gone, Raiders 2-0 after that.
NFL teams hate distractions. Kind of universal.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a distraction, whether it was fair or not. And frankly, I think it was. You just can't be in that position and have emails like that.
Over and over and over.
Yeah, you just can't.
Nonstop.
What's the fascinating part of that deal was that he's the only person.
Well, that's
some other people got protected. Yeah, for sure.
That's impossible to believe at that point. So, I just stumbled across this because it's the team I have on my ESPN page when you like click your favorites or whatever. And I mean, when fan is way too strong or whatever. And I guess the NHL season just started, but you read a lot of Chicago media. The Blackhawks are 0-5 on the season.
Oh.
Yeah. Just stumbled there. They lose at home last night to the Red Wings 6-3.
Ooh.
They fall to 0-5 on the year.
Bulls are off to an okay start.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever.
It's been harder to watch NBA so far this year than it's been for me in a long time. I don't know why. Just because I'm so busy with other stuff and it's just I don't have time to sit down on a game.
Yeah.
We're also brought to you by Service Specialist. They've got offices in Ridgeland, Canton, Jackson, and Oxford. They've been connecting candidates and employers since 1967 as the oldest staffing company in Mississippi. Whether you're a new college grad or a seasoned professional, whether you're in engineering, dentistry, accounting, law, manufacturing, human resources, or more, get in contact with Service Specialist. If you're a recent grad without much experience, you should reach out because they're always looking for candidates that have potential and want to learn and get their foot in the door with growth opportunities. Mississippi's a small state. Service Specialists always know about jobs that never get advertised. Prospective employers should contact them too because they always have resumes and names ready for your perusal from people who are looking for a new job, maybe looking to relocate to Mississippi, but want to keep that confidential. 662-832-5138 or servicespecialistltd.com. Alpha Specialties is the premium trailer dealership in Mississippi. It's at 1670 Highway 80 in Pearl, Mississippi. They're your trailer-specific professional. You want to haul it, they can call it at Alpha. They've got Hallmark cargo trailers. They've got Load Trail. They can work with third parties to have game day trailers and concession trailers built as well. 601-932-9798 or alphaofms.com. We're also brought to you by The Rogue. I'll be visiting with Chance Campbell later today. That will be up on the site at some point late afternoon in all likelihood. That's brought to you by The Rogue. It's your destination for fine men's clothing. Their stylist hand select prices from top designers from work to lifestyle to nightlife. There's always something, the perfect something for you at The Rogue. Peter Millar, Martin Dingman, Jack Victor, Halsey True Grit, and more at The Rogue. It's therogue.com. Basketball is right around the corner. The Oxford Park Commission has opened registration for the 2022 youth season. Leagues are open for ages 7 to 15. The cost to play is $50 per participant. The season begins January 3rd, goes through February the 24th. Games are played on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursdays with no more than two games in a week for teams. So go to oxfordparkcommission.com to sign up your son or daughter. Amber brought to you by Joey Erickson at Heron Gear Autoplex. Let him help you find the vehicle you're looking for at a price you can afford. Choose from a full selection of new Chevrolet, BMW, Lexus, and Infiniti, or get a great deal on numerous brands of reliable pre-owned vehicles. Give Joey a call or text on his cell at 662-571-2367. Tell him what you're looking for. Stop by 1685 High Street in Jackson to test drive that new or used vehicle you've been wanting. Let him earn your business. Yeah, Carson likes the Grizz. He loves Morant. He loves Steven Adams, who's with the Grizzlies now. So he's that, but he can't go to the games because he's not vaxxed at 15. Seems silly.
Just looking at Saints Seahawks here, I was seeing what some of the betting experts had on the best lines. If you need to get a little pick-me-up prior to the end of the week, if yesterday didn't go overly well for you, if Saturday didn't go over well, they've got ESPN's experts have Winston over 205 passing yards as a bet today. Kamara over 29.5 receiving yards on this one. Kamara under 93.5 rushing yards as a pick here. And then a first half under of 21. So those are the picks they have tonight for Saints and Seahawks. Okay. They also like the Saints to cover the spread.
So. Bit
Saints 4-point road favorite tonight.
Seattle can't stumble much.
No, 2-4. It's almost.
Now's the time.
I'm not sure those other teams are losing four games.
No. Cardinals don't look like a four-loss team. Rams don't look like a four-loss team. So you're playing for that.
That's night at that point.
Last wild card at this point.
And the problem is you got to play those teams.
Yeah. Yeah.
So unless you're beating them, there's a little bit of an issue there. 10 thoughts, a lot of recruiting, snap counts up. Ole Miss, you can go read it at rebelgrove.com, but Ole Miss did a much better job from a snap count standpoint. Now, LSU was not in a hurry, but no defensive player played more than 57 snaps
on
Saturday. Deontay Prince and Otis Reese both played 57. Chance Campbell, 54. And from a crazy efficiency stat, Mark Robinson had 12 tackles in 33 snaps on Saturday. So Robinson all over the field when he was in the game. DeMond Clowney did get some SEC action. He played 6 snaps for the Rebels on Saturday.
He came in late and played some.
Yeah. 3 players played every snap for the Rebels on offense, Broker, James, and Umana there. So Corral came out for the 1 snap when Kincaid Dent was in.
Yeah.
So that was that. Okay, that is it. Thanks to Romero Miller for his time today. We will be back tomorrow with another edition of the podcast. So, hope all you guys have a wonderful day. Lane Kiffin here at noon. We'll have coverage at RebelGrove.com. Take care, and we'll talk to you soon.